Krishna is trying to convince that a living soul is different, completely different from matter. Akshayam, adarshayam, it cannot be cut into pieces, it cannot be burned, it cannot be moistened, it cannot be dried up. So many ways. It does not take birth, does not die, it is not finished after the body is finished. This is the greatest ignorance. The one to teach people in ignorance, that is not good business. In the name of education, cheating people. Why is it doing that? What is the benefit?
Well, this gives excuse for unrestricted sense gratification. Although actually there's no benefit of that, it just makes people more unhappy.
Without scientific knowledge, the animals are also gratifying their senses. Why they take to the platform of education personally? It doesn't depend. Vijaya Khalu Sarvadasya. In the bars and being there was facility for sentence. The pig, there was very good facility for sentence. No distinction between mother, sister, anyone. The pig has got better facility. So why is the name of education?
Intellectual sense gratification.
What is that intellectual?
I think the idea is that if everything is just coming from matter and there's no God, then there's no rules and regulations to restrict the sense gratification.
That you could not prove. You are under some control. Why don't you see here? You may think you are limited, but you are under control. Nobody wants to die. You die. So what is the benefit of showing that I am in the world. Any arrangement with any bank for a temple branch? What is the situation of the tenant?
Well, nobody is immediately planning to vacate, and the hopes of the cases is always delayed. Actually, the lawyer says that the court is dealing with cases before 1973. Actually, the judicial system is very,
very bad.
They go on giving dates, but actually they have no intention of settling it. So he said that the only cases they're finalizing are in the year before, or 2 years before, when we filed our cases. So he thinks it will just go on until the cases of those years come up.
We have got only one case of Devashan.
Then actually there's one other which was carried over from Mrs. Nair when she was the landlady. One tenant left and put another person there. But I mean, the tenants are, I mean, they're gaining more and more respect for us.
After all, they're human beings.
Yeah. Actually, most people are. They see the book distribution, the construction, and the time factor that we're still pushing on, we're not going away. Many factors. They see the leaders are also appreciating our activities. Actually, our movement is very all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. Our movement is all-encompassing. I mean, I've really seen from Swarup Damodar that, I mean, your same teachings, we can dress up in different garbs and present to anyone. And they will be convinced. Unless they're very envious. But innocent people, they can be convinced. One thing I was concerned about for the Pandal is that many of these leading personalities, they would want to meet your divine grace, but at the same time it might be very strenuous for you to come from Juhu every day.
Not every day.
Just selected days. The other alternative would be to arrange a place closer to the Pandal, but then it would have to be with some member, a Kartikeya or someone.
There's me and Panda, back together.
Well, it's about 15 or 20 minute drive. Because I mean, if your health permits, and if you could come every day, then we could arrange very leading people for all of those days.
Yes.
And it would enthuse them.
Yes. Bombay is a good place for Purvananda.
Yes.
For making any movement popular.
People are very modern and advanced. In Delhi, they're all, I mean,
servant.
Too much afraid of the government.
Servant class.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not independent.
Yeah.
So I'm very seriously thinking about organizing your institute. So, how as hopeful it is.
Most hopeful? I think there's a great potential.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great future. And I can see that we start this publishing first journal, the volume, and this is going to attract many people from the academic circles, the intellectual surroundings. And at some time I can see that there's a whole new field of preaching on this, just on the academic circles all over the world, not only in the United States, can go to Europe. Europe is going to be also a better center soon along these lines. They got some very leading men in Cambridge and Oxford going to open the halls of the
so I arrange for that. What to do immediately?
Yes, yeah, so we have our immediate quarter in Bombay, and then we can organize in such a manner of that.
Where you give them place?
Well, we could give them where your quarters used to be. Next to the sannyasi ashram.
Will that do?
Yes. Even when our new temple is complete, that lecture hall, or the theater hall.
Oh, yeah. Complete. This is just in the meantime.
Just for the time being?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the time being, actually, we are planning to finish up some of the articles that we have been writing. We want to make it in a final form. So the other two scientists are also here. They're anxious to get it printed. And the Gopal Krishna promised me that he can print it in our Bombay, BBT. So we are just about ready to print about the article so that we can print it as a monograph. And then, in about 3 months or so, I'm planning to leave for the States by the first week of April or so.
First week of?
Pardon?
Last week for the...
Yeah, at the end of the first week of April. Towards the end of, or in the middle of April, the latest. And then, in about 6 months, I have decided to finish the book we've been writing. So if I do 6 months full time, all three of us together, then work hard. It's like surely steady visits, studies. So I've made a proposal to three of us saying that we should work real hard for 6 months to finish the book. And then by the time we'll have already possible of the journal plus the book. So in while for preaching, we can already end up the material for because the speaking is sometimes so difficult for others to understand what's there. They want to real study, like normal hard work. And then we can also do some Sankirtan while going for preaching. That in the future we might also to be self-sufficient, not supplying the money from BBT. There's also it will be a burden to the BBT fund, and so we also want to generate so that it can be self-sufficient rather than donate some money to the BBT and generate that.
They pay for scientific lecture. When there is some scientific lecture.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We are going to charge high also this time. That's going to be, it involves a lot of hard work, and the scientific community will be open for this time. We are not saying something dogmatic. We are presenting this man that is very scientific, and it's ready for discussion. There's no way that they can take it on it's coming from this movement. He says, no, that's not knowledge. Must be open, must be open-minded, and says, is to change our views. And if you feel that our views are inferior, then tell us our views are inferior, then there's no reason that you should take it seriously.
So when Bombay festival is born, your presence will be there.
Yes, I'm coming, and I already requested Giriraj to make a few engagements so that I let them speak. This time I'll let them speak, our two scientists, because Americans, so, and I want to see the reactions also. I have already known my situation there, and I want to let them speak, and they're very eager to do that. I will talk with them. And so I requested Giriraj to make a few very academic circles, like Atomic Research Center, and because one of our men is very good in quantum physics. He can talk about all about his mathematical formulations and a little bit about the Gita concept. So that would be very challenging and very impressive to the Indian audience. So that's right.
We know a big man in the atomic energy department already, so I think he can arrange it.
He's convinced?
Well, actually, we met him some time ago, and at that time, he liked your books a lot. He bought some of your books, and he thought that this would help purify him and his family.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of preaching about 3 months ago before I came here in the form of monographs. We have already finished some articles, and we are lying. Maharaj suggested that we print this in the form of monographs, and then might do it in the form of journals. And we, in our last season meeting in December, we got that idea because we thought that the journal is not too far. So we printed it as a whole, and so we need some. I also want to talk with Amisar Maharaj, since he's here, for our printing policies and some of the artwork in the journal. I want to put a lot of illustrations, scientific, and we want to make it very nice, as well as very scientific. So in Bombay, Gopal Krishna told me that. Not so much facility for artwork. So then art.
Our main country, right?
Yes, but we did it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're all set up to do the whole thing, to do the artwork, to print it very nicely. His Gopal's artwork is just, he gets the color separations from America.
That is only a disadvantage here, but otherwise it's really different that they can do fast.
No, there's no harm we can do there.
But in Los Angeles? But I don't know, things are a little too slow in the West to communicate. So I just...
No, you can go in your presence, you can get it done.
I requested our Balaraj Prabhu some time ago to this our Bhaktivedanta Institute that in Blaine, his logo, it's almost 3 years he said he would do it, but I think he's also really busy. Things too slow unless somebody's dead.
Is that the design?
Yes, it's already designed. He told me that there was in New York, and Mr. Prabhupada was in New York, he talked to the Shaysberg, who is my very good request to be, he's the expert in the area.
There's a lot of,
yeah.
Some of the artists are in here.
He's here?
Some of the artists.